Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
My number one and only son. I digress. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. My name is Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am your happiness specialist, and I think the only one. I don't say I think. I am the only one in the world. That's what I'm claiming, the only one in the world. And what does happiness specialist, what the hell, who the hell does she think she is anyway? What? Come on, nobody can be happy all the time. That doesn't even make sense. I don't believe it. What's she talking about today? Woo, has it been a week of experiences, a week of emotion, a week of ups and downs, a week of, come on, you know how life works. And that's what this show is about. When I say I'm a happiness specialist, all I am here to do is to share with you what I've learned about how to experience more happiness. And when I say experience happiness, I'm talking about a feeling of, a vibration of peace, a feeling of a vibration of contentment, a vibration of satisfaction, a vibration of balance, a vibration of trust, a vibration of me knowing that everything that is happening is in order. It is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Let me say that again. Write this down. Happiness is a practice skill. Just like any other skill, you know, I'm a big sports fan. I'm a big football fan, and I'm having withdrawals now. I'm having withdrawals. No, I'm not getting into that new football league. No, no, no. I'm having withdrawals. But basketball is coming up. The playoffs are coming up. But listen, like anything else, from an athlete to a musician, even a writer, a speaker, to a doctor, to a gardener, to somebody that it practice craft. This feeling, this vibration, what I'm talking about is a practice, my dear audience. And on this show, I share with you every single week for the last, I think I'm going on 10 years now, or 11, what to practice. And I talk about everyday life, not theories. I don't deal with hypothetical what if. I'm talking about everyday life circumstances, from health to relationships with your family, relationships with coworkers, relationships, and what is the most important relationship? Can anybody answer what is the most important relationship? I know you know the answer. The most important relationship is the relationship that you have with self, which also means the relationship you have with the universe. Now, I use the term universe. Some people say God, higher power, source, energy, spirit, whatever term. It does, you know, listen, it's the same. So what relationship do you have with the universe? Forget these people here. Forget these humans. These humans are flawed. These humans have agendas. These humans are judgmental. These humans, let me say this, these humans, I think I've said it all. I can't even think of another word. Flawed is good enough. And what I share on this show is what is the truth and what is an illusion. And when you practice and when you are rooted in truth, and when I say truth, I'm talking about the universal truth. Truth is, all truth is just things that do not change. It just does not change. Just like truth doesn't change. For instance, an example would be, gravity. Wherever you go, there's going to be gravity. Universal truth is what I'm talking about. Universe, and I'm getting off into a tangent. I know I'm getting way off track. Universal truth. The universal truth of cause, effect, acceptance, resistance. The universal truth. The universal truth, the universal practice can only bring you peace. Regardless, and it is the only thing that is causing you to suffer, me to suffer, is the programming and buying into the programming of what is the truth. Buying into the programming of what is the truth. Before I go on, I want to give you my definition of happiness, and my definition is to be able to experience, travel on this road less traveled, travel through life, experience life, journey through life, feeling at peace in every single moment. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the circumstances are. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you how this week, it's always easy for me to blame the blame what happened, but this week I was hot. I was pissed. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was on fire. I was a volcano that was exploding. And for the first time, well, I'm not going to say for the first time. For the most recent time that I can remember, being in the middle of, just picture just being in the middle of the storm. You know, you've lived, you've been in the middle of the storm. You've been in a circumstance where you really didn't want to be there and something's wrong and why is this happening, universe, and this is a mistake and something's wrong. All of you've been there. And I'm telling you, I was right in the middle of it. I was the tornado. Never forget about experiences, tornado. I was a tornado, and boy, oh boy, was I directing all my anger at let's see, two people. And I got an email, and you know, I'm going through this. Oh, you just don't know. If you listen to the show, you know my mother gifted the family house to the handyman. It's been an over a year legal battle. I got that house back, yes, but now I have legal fees. Listen, the people that are involved are people that I just do not think, there's something wrong with all of them. And I started to write my email of what's wrong and why, and not only what's wrong, what's unjust, what's illegal, you can't do this, that's illegal, on and on and on and on. And I wrote it out, and one thing I know and one thing I practice is when I'm in that, in the middle of the storm, you know what I'm talking about, when you're seeing red and there's steam coming out of your ears, I know that anything that I do from that place, if I'm jumping off from that place, you know, I was going to say it's not going to be good, but I'm going to even take back that statement. How about this? I wrote out my email. I stated my case, what was illegal, what's unjust, but I didn't send it. See, I used to think that getting angry, there's no need to get angry, but listen, this life, especially being a human in this world, there are a lot of things that can trigger. When I say trigger something that bothers you, right? Trigger. But in reality, the triggers are a blessing, because the triggers are just a way to look at self. So this was the first time that I was, I was hot, angry. But underneath all of that, I could still feel a sense of peace. And the only way I can feel a sense of peace, a vibration of peace, under all of that emotion, under all of that anger, under all of that storm, tornado, it's just like the ocean. You know, from the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, you know that they could have storms, tornadoes, the waves could be tossing and turning, but underneath, all the way down to the surface, at the bottom of the ocean, it's peaceful. So it was a new awareness for me that even though, just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean that I'm not getting challenged, and doesn't mean that I don't have to, okay, let's check off the list. What am I doing? What am I missing? And so the road to peace today, which is the topic of today's show, the road to peace is the practice. And what do we practice? Because it's just like riding a bike. It's just like if you've ever learned how to drive a stick shift. You know, if you learn how to drive a stick shift, you can drive any stick shift. But it's the practice, it's the learning how to drive a stick shift. I remember my father taught me in a VW, what was it, a 60-something? It was a 66, it was an old 66 VW, up and down hills. You know how hard it is to learn how to drive a stick up and down hills? But once you get it, once you practice, you never forget. And that's all I'm sharing with you, my dear audience, is the practice. So in the middle of all the anger and the pissed off and the irritation, and this isn't right and this is illegal and all of my quote-unquote complaints, the practice is this. The road to peace, the practice is, I'm not even going to say which one is in order. I'm just going to hit you with what the practice is trust. The practice is trusting that whatever is happening in your life, there is a reason for it. It is there to serve you. Maybe it doesn't feel like it. Trust me, it didn't feel like it in the moment. It doesn't feel like it when you're in the middle of a storm. But the trust is knowing, and I'm going to say blind trust, knowing that whatever is happening, it is for your betterment. That's number one. That's a number one practice. The other practice is acceptance. Acceptance of the moment, acceptance of, let me just use myself, acceptance of this emotion, acceptance of, I'm pissed, this is wrong, something needs to be done. Our heads are going to roll. I'm contacting, this legal firm, and, you just don't know. Because one of my, you know, when you really do this looking in the mirror for your solutions, looking in the mirror for your answers, you know, when I look in the mirror, I know what things that I know things that trigger me, and one of the things is this. I'm going to say justice. What's right? This isn't right. And it's not even about being fair, because there's nothing fair in the universe. But justice, maybe it's the same thing. The trusting and the acceptance and the knowing and being okay with whatever moment you're experiencing is the practice. But before you get to that practice, there is a conscious decision. There is a conscious decision that only you can make to prioritize desiring to be peaceful, not wanting to, external things, but wanting peace, desiring peace, wanting it, meaning wanting to be who you are, wanting to be aware of who you are as how you were born without the programming. See, we all came out peaceful. We didn't come out with problems. We didn't come out judging. We didn't come out labeling. We didn't even come out, you know, listen, I'm going to use this example. Kobe Bryant and his daughter, 13-year-old daughter, killed in a helicopter crash, I think it was 3 weeks ago now. And his wife, they have a young child. I think she was just born in June. I think the baby's 8 months old. And Kobe Bryant's wife posted a video of this little baby who's just learning how to walk, who's just learning how to pull up. And this little baby has no concept of or no when I say happy, it has no concept of her father was killed in a helicopter crash. But in other words, she is without the programming yet. She's without being programmed. And she is just happy as a clam, giggling and laughing. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know this to be a fact because I don't know the family, but I'm telling you that little 8-month-old, 9-month-old baby, however old the baby is, 10-month-old baby, because I saw the video, she's just laughing and smiling and giggling. It's a bright light for that family at this time. And of course the family's going through, I can't even imagine, but this little child, this 10-month little old baby who hasn't been programmed, who gets so much joy and gets so much happiness out of just walking, clapping, giggling, that's who we are. So recognizing the programming, and the programming always, you know what the programming is? The programming always, there's something wrong with what we're experiencing. There is a mistake. There's something wrong. It's not here to serve me. But the truth is, the universal truth is, everything that happens, I know it's a cliche silver lining, but it is about choosing your perspective. And I'm sure that family is going in and out with that. But having that little baby there to focus on, to look at the world through the baby's eyes. I mean, I'm not saying that I know for sure, but I mean, can you imagine? The road to peace is a practice. It is not easy, my dear audience. Listen, trust me. This is all I do, is practice. It's practice choosing my behavior, my words, in every single moment. It's being conscious and being aware in every single moment. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. But the practice will save you when you are going through what life inevitably throws at you. Life is a roller coaster of events. It's a roller coaster of feelings. It's a roller coaster of ups and downs, good, you know, ups and downs. But how you navigate through those ups and downs, this is another thing that's very, very, it's a very important practice. When you are wanting to and committed to feeling, vibrating peace and contentment. And the practice is being patient. I know it's so hard when it's so hard being patient. I want this stuff over. It's stressful. These are all the words of the ego. And the program. It's stressful. I want it over. Patience is a practice. And another truth, another universal truth, that is that everything changes. There's nothing that stays the same. Nothing stays the same. But the programming is, it all changed and now it's all different. And the practice is being patient enough to know that just because you are feeling this now, or just because you are feeling this afternoon, or maybe it's a day, maybe it's a week, things change. And so the practice of being patient is also, that also leads to the road, but leads to peace. You know, I was talking about football fan, and right before the Super Bowl, you know, everybody's wearing their jerseys, the teams that they're rooting for. It was either San Francisco or who was the other team? Hold on. Oh, Kansas City. And there was this gentleman at Costco, and he had his San Francisco garb, he had his hat, he had his jacket, he had his jersey, he had his pin, he was wearing the colors. Oh, he had a team, and I noticed who he was rooting for. And the next time I saw him, because he's one of the greeters at Costco, next time I saw him, I said, "Oh, you know, your team lost." And he said something that was so profound. It struck me. It stopped me in my tracks, because it's another lesson. It's another perspective that will definitely bring you, me, peace, more peace. And when I say peace, I mean, it's the same as happy, it's the same as content, it's that feeling of everything is okay, I'm okay, this life is, the journey is perfect, there is nothing wrong, there are no mistakes, it's not easy. But this is what he said. I said, "Your team lost." He says, "It's just a game. It's just a game." Now, part of me agreed with him totally, but, you know, because one of the things that subtracts from happiness is having preferences. I've told you that before, and it's a really hard practice. That's having preferences about anything, about the weather, about whose team you want to win. All preferences subtract from happiness. And I learned that by living in Oregon, because this weather here, you know, from California to Oregon, this weather here is not like California weather. In California, it is always sunny. you can usually walk out without a jacket. And Oregon just ain't that way. And I remember moving here, and the first thing I noticed, because I moved in, it was close to winter, is a lack of sun. I'm used to seeing the sun all the time. And I would always complain. Yes, that's right. You heard me. I hope nobody's listening. Always complain about, oh, it's too hot. But after living in Oregon for a couple of years, I'm not complaining about any kind of weather, from the rain to the fog to the heat to the cold. Zero preferences on weather. Zero. Now, I have a few people in the queue. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. Hold on just a second. But that preferences, that's another practice. Having zero preferences is another way, is another practice that's going to bring you more peace. The one of the other things I want to say is, you know, this world, and I have a few people that want to, I'm going to come to you in a minute in the queue. This world is so interesting, looking out and finding anything wrong with a person, circumstances of the world, of the country, globally, whatever it is, finding a problem or finding something wrong is not going to bring you any peace. And so for you can ask yourself this question. What do you want to contribute? You know, a lot of people that listen are people that are serving. They're serving the world. They're serving, you know, want to serve, want to help. You serve this planet with your vibration. You don't even have to leave the house to contribute to this planet. And whatever you're vibrating in any moment, whatever you're vibrating in any moment is what you are contributing to the planet. So when I told you the story about this, oh, it's not fair, it's unjust, and I mean, I was hot, steam coming out. But underneath, there was a vibration of knowing and peace. And this is just something recent, because usually when I'm in that state, okay, it's going to be over. It's over. But at this particular time, with all the practice, just like knowing it, you can do it with your eyes closed, the practice of acceptance, trusting, choosing a perspective, letting go, being patient with whatever circumstance is going to evolve, it all adds to your peace. Let me go to one caller. Area code 818. You've been holding for a little bit. 818. You're live. Reality Spirituality. What's your name? And welcome to the show.
Well, my full name, legal name, is Pastor Donnell Green Jr. But because we live in an on-demand society and people go to Google, you can find me by Pastor Don Jr. CEO. And I was calling in because I was listening, and you are just amazing. The energy and vibration that I'm feeling is that you're anointed, appointed, and aligned, and that's God's AAA on his highway. It's like whenever you go through these fires, gold cannot be made without fire, and even the olive, it's got to be pressed. It's got to be pressed. It's got to be pressed. And that one olive gets pressed down, and you get one drop of oil. That's why the olive oil is so expensive. And we go through these situations every day. And sometimes you want to give up right when you're at the breaking point of your success. And I've been on over 4,500 radio shows, and sometimes people don't have their stuff together. Some people have all their stuff together. They got all the bells and whistles. But I just love the vibration I'm feeling off of you, where it's not just about you educating, you walk through a hard fight in your life, so the experience is line to education. I have a problem with pastors that haven't been to anything. They get the title.
Now, hold on.
And when they gotta,
hold on a second. I'm going to call you Pastor Don, right? Don, D-O-N?
Yeah, Don Jr., CEO, but you can shorten it just for lack
yeah,
of better time.
I'm just going to call you Don because, you know, titles and all that kind of stuff, it doesn't even matter. But this is what I want to say. And I love that you called in, and thank you for the compliment. This is another thing I want to share with people, because this is something that I've had to practice about. You know, a compliment and insults and compliments. The practice for peace is have the opinion. You have the opinion of the same opinion that the universe, whatever term you want to use, God. Have the same opinion that the youth. So I appreciate the compliment, but even if you insulted me, it's to a point where of the practice. And I'm going to put you just on silent just for a second because there's a little bit of static. I'll bring you back. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
There is the practice is no one can insult you and no one can compliment you. No one can offend you. And you said something earlier about other pastors and other people, but I want to use which would just start it right there. You talked about, you said the success. You know, what is the definition of success? What is the definition of success? I'm going to ask you that question. I'm going to bring you back on. So what is your definition of success?
Okay, going in with the topic, peace. What I mean by peace is it's the resources of your life. That's family, that's what you makes you happy, and at the same instance, that's who's in around you in your circle. You are who you surround yourself with.
Wait a minute, because I got, you know, those are very general. So what makes you happy, Pastor Don?
What makes me happy is doing impossible things that other people can't do. Being that guy that stays in and works for 12 and 15 hours when everybody else is giving up. I'm Neo in the Matrix. I've been on over 4,500 of these radio shows, and I've heard some of the most weirdest things. And I went on an actual hostile Ku Klux Klan call, and they were shocked that I stayed on the whole two-hour show as a pastor, and I didn't cuss them out, but we debated very heatedly, but I never got out of character, and they said some very vulgar things to me, and at the end of the show, they said, you know what, I'm really impressed. Anybody else would have hung up, but you stayed on the whole show, and now we're friends. So me being who I am, I'm the exception to the rule. I don't believe in waiting in lines, and I know that by me going through all this fire, I know that God is doing something in the universe right now with all this on-demand and this technology. We're moving at the speed of light. When I grew up, you had to go sit in front of somebody to say Merry Christmas. Now you just send them a little Christmas tree, and that's it. That's what they send to their grandma. Before, we would have the ugly sweaters. So I feel the peace of energy, but at the same time, success for me is staying and not giving up until God takes me away. Most people, they get up, and I just can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Let me just, and I'm going to go to my next caller because I have a few callers here. Area code 559, you're next. And I love what you said about you said heated debates. And let me say something though, because I have a different perspective and a totally different perspective and a different way to teach. To share, let me scratch the teach, to share a different perspective how I would do it. And, you know, I'm in an area where I was told a lot of racist people, a lot of Ku Klux Klan, a lot, you know, this whole doom and gloom. And my thing is I'm not going to debate anyone. I'm not going to try to change their opinion because that does not lead to peace for me. And so when people, I know this, ooh, Lord, I know I'm going to get a lot of emails on this one. But this was from my first book in 2014, Reality Spirituality: The Truth About Happiness, and it's called, the chapter was My Opinion Is Your Opinion. I'm going to agree and accept what anybody else says. See, I'm not going to argue with anyone, because arguing doesn't bring me peace. I don't need to be right about anything. I mean, I'm talking about in the real world. I'm talking about when I go out into my real world. I'm not talking about being on the radio, but in my real world, trust me, I get along with the Ku Klux Klan people. I get along with the Republicans. I get along with the Democrats, because whatever they believe, wherever they're coming from, I'm in total acceptance. The only reason people have problems with anyone else, I don't care who it is, the only reason you have a problem with any group or any person, I don't care if it's somebody you know, somebody you don't know, a family member, it's because you're making a judgment. And even more than that, is because they don't see the world like you do. Because they don't have the same perspective as you do. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. I was in a cycling class, and he was talking about the people that have guns and all those gun owners and on and on and on. So you can tell that, you know, he's anti-gun. And I'm telling you, and I said, well, everybody's not like that. There's people that are responsible. Go, yeah, there's people that are responsible, but it's just that I am so, listen, I know I'm a happiness specialist, but I am so exhausted, I was going to say tired, sick and tired of people looking at other people and finding fault. People looking at other people and judging. People looking at other people and saying their perspective is wrong. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. The Ku Klux Klan people, listen, we all have something. We all have something. Now, I'm not telling you I'm up here sitting up, hey, let's go out to lunch and dinner. But acceptance is key. You want to really hurt somebody. You really want to cut somebody. You really want to tug at their heart. Love and accept them. Love and accept them. See, one of the biggest lessons, and this isn't a religious thing, but this is, you know, Jesus, the poor guy was crucified, tortured, humiliated, stabbed, dragged, hung up on a cross, and what did he say? He says, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's powerful. But who practices that? Who practices acceptance? That's acceptance right there where you're being tortured and you're half dead. This isn't a religious show. This is a show about lessons, and that's the road to peace. The road to peace is acceptance. Now, if you're inspired, now I'm not talking about somebody doing anything, you know, harmful to people, and you're in the middle and you see somebody doing harm, then you just, oh, I accept that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, in general, I am not arguing with one person. They can be right every single time. Yep, you're right. You're right. Try that and see how quickly the conversation ends and see how quickly you have peace. I don't know what they have, because this is a world of back and forth and arguing and back and forth and arguing. No, I'm not doing it, because peace is more important than me being right. But I appreciate your perspective, Pastor Don. Let me go to area code 559 and welcome to Reality Spirituality. What is your first name and do you have a question?
My name's Evelyn, and more than a question, I just want to mention to thank you for opening up my eyes. And after listening to your talk, I was just reflecting, especially when you mentioned what is it that you want to contribute or what is it that you leave the world with. And I was thinking, I'm very self-critical of myself. I see the good in others, but never my own. And I was just thinking, is this what I want to leave the world with? Just self analysis, self-critical of myself, and I know the answer is definitely not, so just want to let you know, thank you.
You know what,
Evelyn? You know,
You know, let me just say this, because while you were talking, my entire body just chilled up. And I can't even stop it. I just have chills all over my body. And I get chills when I hear this.
I'm sorry about that.
No. It's a good thing. No, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my sweetheart. It's a good thing. Because I get chills when I hear the truth or when I speak the truth. And I'm just feeling you. And you said something which is, honey, I was the best critic of myself. That's all I knew how to do was criticize myself. My mother and father taught me really well to the point where they didn't even have to criticize me anymore. I was my best critic. So know that criticizing. Go ahead.
Definitely agree. The same thing with me. Yes. So therefore, yes. I'm the best critic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let me just give you my perspective. The criticizing self and letting go of criticizing self didn't happen overnight. So we're going to throw in a little bit of patience here. But let me just give you my experience with that, because I'm telling you, oh my goodness, I would get A-, and my parents would say, why isn't it an A? Why isn't it an A+? I mean, I'm talking down to the way I ate. I mean, I could even start crying now. The way I ate, my posture, my grades, my hairstyle. This is from my parents. I mean, I could really just break down. I can break down right now because I'm remembering. And so with that, everything, I criticized everything I did. I mean, to the point of just, I was horrible. I was always the bad person. But this is what I want to share with you. And I just love that you shared this, because we're not the only ones that have this that have this programming. And Evelyn, it is, you said Evelyn, right? Evelyn.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Evelyn, know that it is a program, meaning that you learned to criticize yourself. So whatever you learn to do, you can unlearn. It is an unlearning. But let me help you out here. And in the beginning, it feels a little wacky, but what I used to practice, because I criticizing self, and I'm done with that. I got other crap that I have to work on, but the criticizing self, I'm going to say mastered it. And let me share with you how I did it. And you can customize it to however it works for you, but you know, the universe looks at you, and what does the universe see? The universe sees or feels perfection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my opinion of myself is going to be the same opinion that the universe feels. And everything I do, I don't care what it is. I don't care if I'm yelling. I don't care if I'm angry. I don't care if I'm whatever I feel, whatever I go through, I'm giving myself an A+. Giving myself an A+. Sounds crazy. Well, I didn't do that. I procrastinated here. I didn't. You know, the criticizing just keeps coming, but it is a program. And then just reckon, be easy about it. Be easy about it. This is what I do. I am, because it, you know, always comes from the ego. So I just imagine the ego, this big critical person, this big critical entity, on stage. You know, you've ever been to a musical, a live musical or a,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you witness the critical words as opposed to identifying with it. So you separate yourself from the ego and you put that ego on stage, and now you got a drama. And I would always say, oh, so I'm lazy, oh, I'm not accomplishing anything, and oh, I'm whatever the ego said to me. I say, you have anything else? Do you have any more to criticize me about? Please, I'm listening. Because I can feel you, you have a serious little, you know, serious vibe to you. And it's really a lightening up of that vibration, and just separating and knowing that that's not, you've been recognizing, oh, okay, ego, so I'm just going to talk to myself. So I'm overweight, I'm not eating correctly, or I'm not, my second book, I'm still writing there. Oh, I didn't write today. I haven't written in a month. What a lazy ass you are. I don't care. Because when I'm inspired to do something different, I will. So how does that feel to you? I'm curious. Giving yourself an A+ for everything that you do.
It would feel fake initially, because I know that I wouldn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just a stepping stone not to be so hard on myself. And it's just hard, but I think I need to possibly read the book you wrote, the first one. I'm going to check it out on Amazon, see if they have it. And just learn how to be my best friend and how to myself and not put myself down. Because ultimately, you know, you have to be your best friend, because I'm a very good friend to other people. I'll be there, I was just thinking about this. I don't talk to other people the way I talk to about myself, you know, and that's not how it should be.
You know what? Listen, see, you're speaking more truth, because my body is chilling up. And I'm telling you, this chilling up is such a good thing. I mean, the truth gives you chills. The truth is. And so what you said was, and Evelyn, you know what? At the end of my radio show, I don't know if you even listened to the end, but that's one of the things that I always say. I say, be patient, be kind, be your own best friend. I say that after every show. And you just said it.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. We have to.
And so there's also a practice of separating this critical voice from you. In other words, start, you know, practice witnessing it and having a conversation. Oh, there you are, you critical mother effer. You know, I'm saying it jokingly, but oh, there you are again, another criticism. Okay, but it's a lightening up, and know that the practice is. And I know when you said it feels fake, but there is going to be a time when you really start letting go. And, this is the most important thing. Okay, here we go. When I get stuck, or when I'm, you know, I need help, which is all the time, all you do, my dear Evelyn, is ask the universe, how can I be my own best friend? When you ask the universe how questions, when you ask the universe how questions, you know you always get answers. Ask and you will receive. Now, I don't say, how are you going to get a million of dollars? No. How can I be my own best friend? And you ask that every single day. How can I be accepting? Don't say, how can I stop criticizing? No. How can I be accepting of self? How can I be my own best friend? How can I feel at peace with an A+ with everything I do? So you can come up with all your how questions, and you just throw it out there, honey. Just throw it out there, and I'm telling you right now, I'm smiling, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a shift.
I hope so, and I believe so too. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what questions would you ask the universe? Give me three. In that same vein of thought.
How could I love myself?
Yes.
I think that's the most important one I could think of. Because I'll give you an example. When I look at the mirror, you know, like other people see, you know, they're very good about complimenting me, and I shut them down. Shut down compliments. And I look at my mirror, and I just look at my flaws. Like, I look at my thinning hair. I look at my wrinkles. I just very superficial, stupid things that no one looks at but me, or just other things. So I just need to learn how to love myself and accept myself. How do I accept myself as is?
Yeah.
How do I not? Yeah. How do I accept myself as is? And, you know, and truly love myself.
How, yes. How do I accept, you know, this love thing? And that's another, you know, out in this world, the I love you. Well, love is unconditional. Love means I love you regardless of what you do and regardless of what you don't do. See, that's the universe. That's the universal kind of love. I love you regardless of what you do, and I love, and not regardless. I love you, yeah, regardless of what you do and regardless of what you don't do. I love you. I love and accept you. That's the universal kind of love. So you ask the universe, how can I love myself unconditionally, the way the universe loves. It's just, there's so many great questions that you can have fun with and ask. And I know, I know how to avoid mirrors too. Especially when you get older, you know, you get older. I know how to do all that stuff. But the truth is, the overriding practice of acceptance, unconditional love. See, usually out in the world, people, well, I love you if you do A, B, or C, or D. But if you do X, Y, and Z, you're out.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. So that's the man-made program love. But I don't know why you have me smiling now. You really have me smiling.
I think I'm just at peace. I feel relieved.
Yeah, and you know what else I want to throw in, sweetie? I want to throw this in, too. How often do you laugh?
Not many times. Not much.
Exactly. I could feel it. I could feel it. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment, okay? You don't have to do it. That's how cool I am. I'm giving you a homework assignment, but you don't have to do it unless you're inspired to do it. But this is because you got a serious tip about you, a serious energy about you. And so this is going to be a lightening up. So your homework assignment is to, I don't know what you like to laugh at. Do you have anything that makes you laugh? Is it, I go on YouTube and there's certain things that always make me laugh. And you know that show Impractical Jokers? I know it's kind of wacky, but those people make me laugh. There's the practice of laughing, the practice of lightness. Laughing means light. You can't be heavy and laugh at the same time. So your homework assignment is to daily find something that's going to make you laugh. So what is it on YouTube? I mean, you find anything that makes you laugh? What is it, kids? Babies, dogs,
comedy shows, yeah. Certain comedians.
Yeah. Like what? Give me something specific.
I don't know their names. I just, like, I go on Netflix. There's this lady who's kind of, this woman, a comedian, I think her name's Ali Wong, and she's hilarious.
Okay.
Just, you know, I just Google them once in a while, once in a blue moon, and I'll have a good time laughing.
Yes. That's your homework assignment, sweetie, every single day, and that's going to be a practice. Your practice is to lighten up. Your homework assignment is to lighten up. Your homework assignment is to ask the universe, how can I lighten up? How can I vibrate? Lightness.
I think you're right. I've been told that I'm very serious, and then I need to lighten up, even by my siblings. So, and I'm well aware of it. It's just, it's easier said than done. But you know what? That's an easy homework I could do.
Yes. Can I share with you what makes me laugh? I don't know why. It's so off the wall.
No, yes,
but
definitely.
Okay, here we go. on YouTube. Well, I like a lot of different shows that make me laugh, but specifically if I really, this is so terrible. It is people getting scared by clowns. And so the clown has a, what?
That makes you laugh, the clowns? People, the people's reaction towards those clowns?
Well, people getting scared by clowns, and usually it's usually around Halloween, you know, Halloween, and the clowns come out with the chainsaw, and they pretend.
Oh, and, yeah.
It's horrible. It's a horrible thing, but I don't know why. I just think it's so funny when people get chased by clowns with chainsaws. And but that's just
I can tell. Thinking about it, making you laugh again. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. And so whatever lightens you up, sweetie, that you know, it's such an easy, you're so easy. And what's happened is this programming is just, you know, we're gonna shed some suitcases that you don't need to carry anymore. You're gonna start skipping lighter. You know how to skip?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's your assignment, too.
Oh, gosh, it's so hard, though, as an adult to be skipping around, but I'll skip when no one's looking.
And now, listen to you. Listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You've already shifted.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with everyone. Thank you so much, Evelyn. I appreciate you so much. Call anytime.
I appreciate
really
your show.
Do. Yeah, thank you. What a great, great, great call. Both calls. But at Evelyn, I'm telling you, that, you know, listen, the programming. Now, my second book that I'm writing that haven't finished writing yet because I'm so lazy, not inspired. I'm so lazy and such a procrastinator. So it's called Program for Unhappiness. And that is the one that is going to just take this all the way over the top. It talks about the programming and why the people are so unhappy. And, again, happiness is a practice skill, and it just depends on what you're practicing. So this acceptance and humbling the ego and letting the ego know, oh, okay, ego, I hear all those horrible things you're saying about me, because that's all it is ego. But, okay. You got anything else? It's really a lightness. It's a letting go. It's a and just dropping the shoulders and just deep breaths, laughter, light, and you get an A+, Evelyn, for everything. A+. And you will get to that point, and you ask the questions. Reality and spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. Of course, I haven't updated it for a long time. Again, my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one that I'm writing now, it's probably about 70% finished, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year in 2020. Join me again next week. But until next time, my dear audience, I want you to know who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend, Evelyn. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality, Spirituality. Oh, hold on. Oh, geez, I got another call. Oh, that always happens. I'm closing the show, but, you know, listen, let's go. Area code, well, this is a number that just has 111. I'm just going to say, welcome to the show, Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? And welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Good day. Good day, darling. This is Bob from the Whitsunday Islands in Australia.
And your first name is, again?
Bob.
Oh, Bob. Welcome, Bob. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Australia. How's the weather there, darling?
Yeah. Well, it's 4:00 in the morning.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, first bird song will probably be in about an hour. But I normally get up, my body wakes me up at about 3 a.m. every day. So, yeah. And it's, for me, like, why did I call in? Well, for me, there are no coincidences. It's, my life is just a synchronistic flow of lovely events. I agree with what you say about lightness. You know, for me, we as human beings, we are supposed to experience a joyful life, you know. And I wake up giggling, you know. Most mornings, my eyelids open, I go, you ripper, you know, another day to play. Yeah, and if I do not naturally wake up in that state of joy, then I'll fire up the laptop and listen to Billy Connolly or something. So I consciously start every day giggling, you know, and it just sets the tone for the day. And
did you say giggling?
Yeah.
You start every day giggling?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Now, I'm going to ask you just because a lot of people listen, well, not a lot of people, but people listen to this show. And I want to ask you what, and this is a trick question, so get ready for this. Put your seatbelt on. What makes you angry?
Injustice.
Oh, I love when I get that question. I love when I get that answer. I used to say the same
thing. A good thing about where I am in my life now, I'm 68 years old. I am content with me, and... Mm-hmm. Healing the wounds of my childhood was the most powerful work I've ever done, because I suffered from depression from 1984 for about 25 years until I realized that there was nothing wrong with me, that the pain of depression was just, well, it was twofold. It was a natural human loving response to having to live in such a corrupt society as a wage slave, but it was also because I wasn't being my authentic self. I had become what I thought society wanted me to be rather than getting in touch with my authentic self and, you know, living my life my way. And now I do. And it is awesome. I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life that I do create. And it's simple. Life is supposed to be simple, eh?
Well, it is simple, but let me say this thing about this injustice, you know, it's an interesting, and it's also a programmed story, and I definitely know where you're coming from. Oh, there's injustice, but you look out into the, you know, but that's a programming, and see, the universe, and I said this earlier, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope, so there is no injustice in nature. This is my perspective, because this is going to bring me peace, because if I do think that there's something that is wrong and there's something that shouldn't be happening, then I am not at peace. But there is nothing that is happening that is a mistake. There is nothing that is happening that doesn't have a purpose. So
I agree.
Understand what you're saying about the injustice, but know that that's a program story that is man-made, because you didn't even know what injustice was until you were, I don't know. That's just the way I look at it. And I know everybody's different perspective, but the injustice.
Well, yeah, I'd like to share something with you, darling, and I'll try and friend you on Facebook. Where I've got to now in my life is we are all Sue. We are all sovereign, unique, and equal. And I believe that the universe operates under the KISS principle, keep it simple, sovereign. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I have found what works for me. I am content. I am living my dream. I am living my bliss. But, you know, I did it my way. And because we're all unique, I think that is the challenge for everyone. You know, everybody walks their own road and has to find their own solutions. So my life is so simple now. I just totally listen to my body. If my body's tired, we sleep. And when my body is awake, we play. And
that is
that's
simple.
How simple life
can be. And I love the simplicity. And thank you so much for calling in. And, oh, my gosh, Australia, I love that. I love when I get calls from outside of the country. And I just want to say this. One of the things, and you're absolutely right, Bob, we are all as different as our fingerprints. We are all so different. So this journey is a custom journey for ourselves. And it's until we really get to know, and when you said being your authentic self, I know that authentic self, what does that mean? But when you really know who you are, when I say who you are versus who you were programmed to be, who you are versus who you are programmed to be, letting go of the programming, letting go of the thought that there is something wrong in the world is truly the road to freedom. And freedom is the same as being at peace. I'm at peace. I'm free. Freedom has nothing to do with where you are. You can be free in a jail cell. Freedom is a state of mind. Peace is a state of mind. So there's really nothing that needs to happen. There's nothing that needs to change for you to be at peace, for you to feel free. So this journey is a journey that each individual, I like to say that, you know, we're all avocados. And, I get this. This is one of the big things, because one of the things that takes away from your peace is looking out and finding something wrong with someone else. And trust me, people, I would always look out and say, well, can you imagine, my dear audience, that people don't think happiness and people don't think peace is number one? Can you imagine? I mean, I didn't understand it. Why isn't happiness a number one priority? Why isn't peace a number one priority? But guess what? It's not a priority to some people. And that has to be okay for me. So we're all avocados, and sometimes you're not going to eat an avocado that isn't ripe. You know, you pick up avocado and it isn't ripe, you're going to wait till it's ripe. So sometimes people are on different journeys at different times, but I know they are going to get to their, I know they're going to get to their destination, just at a different time. Okay, so let's see, area code, I got that call, okay, nobody went, okay. So that's all the people that want to talk to me. All right. Well, again, I'm going to have to say goodbye. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. I know I said that already, but so I'm just going to end the show with, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, with your host, happiness specialist Rebecca Norrington. Have a conscious week, and thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And you have a question, ask the universe, how can I? How do I? Have a great, great week, conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Get some answers, baby.